SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's time for football season.
Hello? You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
On Moneyline.
Show's hot.
The show is hot.
With your hosts, Donnie Wrightside.
13-10 because you can't move the football. And all of a sudden, like, hold on. How about if we put athletes on offense and spread it out? Oh, look at that. Track meets in the SEC now.
And Kevin Walsh.
I mean, Donnie, 10 touchdowns, 10 interceptions is on the board for this guy. Who else is doing that? Who else is nobody? Nobody's doing that.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 159.
It is a football Friday here on the Sports Grid Network. Moneyline, the best hour of your week as we get after it. It's Donnie Wrightside, it's Kevin Walsh, and we got a lot to get to today. Tomorrow, huge card in NCAA action. On Sunday, the first full card of the NFL season. But boy, oh boy, if we're remiss not to go back to last night, the Lions 21, the Chiefs 20. Ooh, boy. Are the Lions that good? Or are the Chiefs looking to fall off, K-Dub?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the Lions lit the world on fire in that game, did you? 21 points, seven of those belonging to Kadarius Toney and his awful self. That was, to me, a game that, look, I'm not trying to discredit Detroit, but I didn't run into the window and cash out of a Packers future nor add a Detroit Lions future. I feel better about having a piece of an AFC team to win a Super Bowl that isn't Kansas City. And you can tell me Kelce and Jones are out. I know they're out. But we talked about this, Donnie. The AFC is tight. Any loss is going to matter. And the Chiefs are going to play a month without those guys, maybe more. It's going to be an issue for them throughout the year because seeding is going to be such an important factor.
Yeah, the big question marks coming into that game were coming from the Chiefs. Okay, how are you going to deal without Kelce? All right. How are you going to deal without Chris Jones? But the last thing we thought was, hey, your wide receivers just forget how to play football for the most time. As we welcome in the radio audience, Sirius XM Channel 159 on the Sports Grid Network. It's Donnie, Kevin, it's Moneyline getting after it here. Now, I don't know where to begin because, look, I had a couple odds boost yesterday, or profit boost, whatever you want to talk about. Easily hit the 1-1. That was done by the early second quarter, which was fantastic. And I said, okay, just got Mahomes 250-1. He ends up with 226. And also, Kevin, there's a couple other wagers I did because there were risk-free bets and also some other profit boost that you could have used. I did take the risk-free bet, which I had actually won yesterday, which was 55-50 on Jahmyr Gibbs to go over his rushing prop. Nice little run in the fourth quarter, clinched that and got it. Do you know what I lost? Over 13.5 was the longest reception for Kadarius Toney. He dropped three balls that would have been over 13.5.
Certainly.
Like and also, if I would have just switched it around, K-Dub, if I would have just said, you know what, let me take my risk-free on Kadarius Toney, which lost, and then we used the profit boost the other way, it would have still been like, hey, so what? I got my $50 back, and the other one I actually got plus money back because I used that 50% booster. So I just picked it the wrong direction. But Kadarius Toney, I mean, when you're talking about the freaks, everybody drops. But, like, all throughout the game, it just felt like he just wasn't engaging the game. And in the biggest moment, an easy catch. Yeah, the ball was a little bit behind him. Catch that fall down, Chiefs win. He drops it, Chiefs lose.
Yeah, I think the truth is, you know, Mahomes did not throw him. So the one that went for a pick was the best throw that Mahomes made, right?
For him,
so
yes.
That one is all on Kadarius. The crossing route, it's just super unlucky. But again, it hits Kadarius in the hands. But Don, they crossed one another at the same time. Like, you can see how he could lose the football. But again, it hits in the hands. And but the big one that he dropped where people, you know, there are people like, they'd have been in field goal range. Field goal range, you know, you look at the little dots, there was blockers in front of him with that speed. He might have scored on that play had he caught the ball. And again, yes, it was a little behind him, but not to that degree. And here's what I think really is the factor. He lost benefit of the doubt on, I wasn't a great throw from Mahomes. One, it's Mahomes, right? So people are going to have his back. But it was all game long, and it wasn't just him. Scott wasn't good in the football game either. It was really, and again, that's the thing, Don. Travis Kelce comes back. Okay, good. These are still your wide receivers. You know what I mean? Like, they're not going to, like, you know, people were making the point, like, oh, that team just told DeAndre Hopkins to kick rocks all offseason.
The interesting part, too, is you watch Patrick Mahomes, and it's almost like he has to do more now. And you saw him running. Like, he was evading pressure and still throwing bullets, and shows you the type of quarterback that he is. But you still need other guys to help you out. It's 11 on 11. It's not 1 on 11. But it felt like last night for a lot of time, it was 1 on 11. And even they got upset. You saw the electric parts of it, right? And they said, okay, fumble for Detroit, 7-7. Oh, he could have took advantage of it. Ding, bong, boom. Kansas City's in the end zone. Like, three plays later, a minute and a half off the clock, 90 yards. It's like, wow, this is what they're doing. In a way, they're going to go in this game. And you come out in the second half, and let's remember, it wasn't just like a bad interception by Patrick Mahomes. That was a completion that was going to be over the middle. We had a little bit of chance to run, which turns into a first down, and maybe just ends the game on that drive, which turned into a pick six and 14-14. But again, they still had momentum in the fourth quarter. They still had a six-point lead. They still had some questionable play calling here from Andy Reid.
Oh, certainly.
All found was a 21-20, you know, Lions win over the Chiefs.
No doubt. Andy Reid, on fourth and two all the time, forgets he has Mahomes.
Correct.
Like, and again, like, because everyone gets angry with the end arounds, the, you know, Blake Bell's playing quarterback, you know, and I understand, but you also have to know who you're in bed with, right? That's who Andy Reid is, kind of thing. That's what he loves. My issue, he went for a fourth and 25, which, look, I go back and forth on that decision, right? Because at the end of the day, you needed to force a three and out. They kick a field goal. You need a touchdown instead of a field goal. So what? It's Mahomes kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, football did it sky more in the hands on that fourth and 25. Yeah. Enough for what would have been the first down. But to basically be, like, Don, how many quarterbacks would Andy Reid go for fourth and 25 for? Maybe three ever in, like, league history. But you can't, he won't go for fourth and twos with Pat Mahomes. Like, that's where, at times, Andy Reid just whiffs completely on that fourth down decision-making.
Yeah, there were some questionable things all the way through. And again, it'll be interesting to see because the Chiefs aren't going anywhere. They're 0-1. They're not going to end up on. The Chiefs lost the first six games of the season. They have Patrick Mahomes, and that is going to be enough to win probably 10 football games. But you're just not seeing those bailout playmakers that Patrick Mahomes had at wide receiver. And again, some of that will alleviate once you get your superstar tight end back in Travis Kelce. But boy, oh boy, if it was supposed to be, hey, these young wide receivers, watch them mature in real time, they were horrendous last night. And I guess you could just point directly to Kadarius Toney. Remember this last year? Man, wow. Just stole him from the Giants, man. Just stole the guy from the Giants. I think the Giants knew what they had in-house when they decided just to cut bait for anything with him. Yeah, it turns out they knew.
Yeah, I mean, Brian Daboll obviously at no point warmed up to Kadarius Toney, so that's pretty interesting. Yeah, and a result like that, Don, is going to move a lot of the futures markets. The one that I think was the single biggest movement was Dan Campbell, like under 8-1 now to win Coach of the Year. My goodness, we're gonna hand this guy the award after one game.
A lot of coffee cups and a lot of biting kneecaps and getting after it. So it's a nice win, though. As we said, though, this was not a measuring stick game for the Lions. It was when the season opened where we got the schedule. But once you saw, okay, no Kelce, no Jones, you guys can go in here and win this game. And that line dropped to 3.5, and the Lions took it. Well, I tell you, I fell asleep at the end of the third quarter, woke up around like 12:30, saw the final score, couldn't even believe it. Had to go back and see what happened. I'm like, oh, my goodness. But, hey, some people win, some people lose, and the Lions were the winners for sure. We got a big card this weekend to get to in both college football and also professional football. It's Moneyline on a Football Friday on the Sports Grid Network. Don't you go anywhere.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Little news and notes around the NFL here on Moneyline, getting you prepped up for Sunday. Most importantly, obviously Joe Burrow, monster contract, deservedly so. Takes a lot of pressure, I'm sure, off him and, you know, the team itself to make sure that they get this taken care of before they go out and play a game. I thought that was massive. I thought the money was right. Every penny he deserved. Like, that was one of those contracts, Kevin, and we see it all the time. Kyler Murray gets a contract. Ridiculous. You know, you take a look at the quarterback there in New York. that we don't even need to mention his name, $40+ million for Daniel Jones. Wait, what? What? You see this contract come out, it's like, you know what? Sounds about right for Joe Burrow. That's how good he is. And I'm actually glad it got done, because let's see what he can do this year now.
Yeah, I mean, but I do think it, I don't know, it's so very interesting to me that it was just quiet, quiet, quiet. Boom, more money than you've ever seen in terms of a contract there. So you knew Burrow wanted to hit top dollar, but it looks like those two sides kind of had an understanding that that contract would get done, and it did, and, you know, Burrow's good to go. I think it's going to be really interesting to see at any point during the Browns game, do we go, oh, yeah, he did get injured during the offseason. Look, he can't move a lick. It's just one of those things that's now a little forgotten in my eyes.
Yeah, we'll see when he opens up. It's like, okay, he's cleared to play. I'm still interested to see, though, because until you're out there full gas, where that pass rush is bearing down on you, and the Cleveland Browns have a good pass rush, when you plant that foot and try to get out of the pocket, let's see if that calf is going to hold up. Also, another interesting story that's coming out of Vegas. Who, again, I don't... And I guess it's par for the course, just to, for being the Raiders. They're always like the renegade football program with Al Davis. Now it's Mark Davis. The Chandler Jones situation. Like, can you imagine? They rebuilt the football program. They put in a new head coach in Josh McDaniels. You go out and you say, okay, Derek Carr is going to be here as our franchise guy. You trade for Devontae Adams. You know, you're keeping Josh Jacobs. You go out and make a deal here for Chandler Jones, like 3 years, $50 million. You send your quarterback away, get nothing for him. Your running back was hating you. He's like, all right, pay me an extra $2 million. Oh, I'll come back here. We'll see how that turns out. And then Chandler Jones is like getting locked out of the weight room and screaming that he's never playing for them again, and it's a private matter, but it's on Twitter and out in the public, and they're sending officials to his house. I mean, how can the Raiders even function this year? It just seems like a disaster.
You know, it's funny. I actually... Look, maybe it's me being weird. I wanted to be in on the Raiders. They feel like one of those teams that ends up way better than you expect. They last year, Donnie, remember they blew three games with a 17-plus point lead, right? Meaning they're better than their record suggests. They benched Derek Carr, right? That team was in the playoffs two seasons before that. But the problem is, you have a head coach you can't trust, a quarterback who's injury prone that I know I certainly don't trust, and a beast of a schedule. And it matters. And look, you have to be careful at times, kind of, you know, schedule talk, because teams surprise, right? But like for the Lions, right? It's like, Lions probably going to start the season out with a loss. And then boom, all of a sudden, you know, that's football team's 1-0. But I couldn't get there on Vegas. And this is part of the reason why. You have to take a leap of faith if you're in on the Raiders this year. And that's just a hard team to trust.
It is a hard thing to trust. And again, it's one of those bottom feeder teams that, look, you made a mistake again at head coach. Just move on at the end of the year. Try to rebuild it. You messed it up. And this was one of those teams where maybe in year number two, if they ran it back, you would have much more expectations on the Raiders. But again, saying Jimmy Garoppolo is our guy, and hold on, we're not going to have the press conference because his foot is snapped in half, and now we're going to restructure his contract in case he doesn't play. We don't owe him a penny. I mean, what is going on with the Raiders franchise? But that's the Raiders franchise, neither here nor less. By the way, taking a look at some of these games coming up in the NFL on Sunday. One of them I'm doing an about face on. If I gave you a guess, and I don't know if maybe you've heard any content or even I don't even remember me like yelling about it yesterday. I'm doing an about face on a game that I was so, so confident in.
Let me take a quick.
It's a close gander. One. It's a line that's under three. And it's always been under three. And it's one I'm like, man, you know what? Got high hopes on this team. Not high hopes, but I think they're going to be better than most people think. And I was really excited to see them play opening day.
So that's the direction my mind went to. Is it the Niners-Steelers game?
No, it's the Green Bay Packers and Chicago Bears.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. And again, I'm in a couple, like, survivor pools and also, like, just pick 'em contests. Yeah. And you have to, like, rate it. Like, okay, like, it's a seven-pick pool. So you have to rate, like, what your favorite game is from one through seven. You get more points for the seven. Yeah. Like, I have them down there. I think either a six or a seven for Green Bay earlier in the week. I said, man, I love this game. I think they're going to go in there. Jordan Love surprised some people. Good defense. Good running game. You know, not great wide receivers. But then I look. Romeo Dobbs? Probably not going to play. Christian Watson? Probably not going to play. What? Where are we going here with Jordan Love? Like, last year we let this wide receiver room stinks.
Yeah.
If this is the way, like, I don't even know if they even have enough wide receivers to even play a football game right now, the Packers.
It's like the COVID days when you'd knock out at a full wide receiver room. You'd be like, whoa, who's catching the football here? What I would say, though, is good thing they're playing the Chicago Bears, right? Like, what's the Aaron Jones reception prop going to be in this game? I mean, I understand backing off a number, but are you betting the Bears as a favorite in this game? Like, that's where the Bears are now.
But, like, I think I like the Bears now, as opposed to, like, because I was, as my confidence meter was, it's one of my better plays of the week. If I, you know, if this was week three or four, like, you know, on that level of which game would you go to first, I kept on looking at the Packers game, going, man, I can't understand this. I think the Packers should be favored. And by the way, the Packers were favored a little bit during this week, and it swung back over, and maybe that has something to do with, like, passing touchdowns. The only guy out there is Justin Fields on FanDuel, over 1.5 at a +194. Passing yards, they don't even have Jordan Love. Justin Fields +178. Let me go check another one, because that can't be right. Like, why are we holding off on Jordan Love as if we've never seen the guy before, or he might not start? What's that
because
about?
Because his wide receivers are out. The answer is in your question. I'm telling you that's exactly why. They locked Mahomes yesterday. Like, when the Kelce news drops, like, that's, you know, depending on who he has to throw the football to, it's going to change things massively, DRS.
Yeah, let me see here. So we'll go. It's good that they filter it through on Bet365. You can look at them all at once.
Yeah.
I doubt they have it on there. So it's 4 o'clock game, Bears. No, they have 211.5, Jordan Love, in that
game.
Okay. Justin Fields, 183.5 at Bet365. That's the great part. Like, when you're shopping for lines, right, very rarely it's like, hey, man, 3.5 here, 2.5, or 1.5 somewhere else. They're usually on par with each other. But those props, boy, man, I'm telling you, sometimes we all get caught up in, like, hey, man, just took the over, 183. Hey, by the way, I just got 178. Like, what? Where'd you get that at? And it's like, oh, how can I get out of this bet and try to go after that here? But that's interesting here, because I had high hopes. I thought that was one of the better plays for the Packers. I don't even know what's going to make my big seven card now, where it's like, hey, you know what? Just leave it alone.
Which is fair, and sometimes that's the right move. There's plenty of games. But I'm sorry, I can't gloss over the number you keep saying like it's not a big deal. Donnie, there's people betting Justin Fields to win the damn MVP award, and his passing yards prop is 178.5. Like, what are we doing with this thing? Is he a real quarterback or not?
It's only a Chicago thing. Chicago gets down like that.
No, but Trubisky was throwing for 200 yards a game. I mean, he was terrible, but he was still throwing.
What does that mean? 178 in the air, 178 on the ground? It's like, all right, we can get busy.
What do you mean? that's how people are justifying it?
Yeah, like, oh, well, it's 178 in the air, but, you know, he's going to add at least $150 on the ground himself.
Like, he cannot possibly be in this MVP race, Donnie, if he's not thrown for two.
Boy,
Come on, man.
Some of these. You're right, because now, look, as I look at this, I'm just going on Bet365 because I don't have to flip on each game. I have everything laid out in front of me. You know what? We'll take a temperature test here. We're going up against the break, but let's just start it off here. And also, we are going to get to some quality picks, which means who do you trust the most in a survivor pool for this week? I already got mine locked in. It's pretty easy.
Yeah.
I'm going to find out K-Dub in a second. But let's start this path here. Just quick thoughts. Sam Howell, 212.5 this weekend. Passing prop. What do you think?
Would lean over on initial thought.
Some of these are so ridiculous. All right, so you lean over there. I would as well, unless it's like, hey, look, we can just hand the football if this other team can't move the ball. That's the only thing that worries me. But again, think about this, Kevin. The outside things, outside the box. I think Eric Bieniemy wants to win this game 13-3. Like, really? No shot. This is your chance to blow the doors off a bad football team and say, yeah, did you see the Chiefs just lost? How about us? 38 points on the board. Not to say they're going to do it, but I doubt he's going to come out and say, boy, we've always liked to throw the football. Let's just grind this one out and take an easy victory away. It's Moneyline. It's a Football Friday right here on the Sports Grid Network. It's Donnie and Kevin right back at it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Follow your practice reports, people. It's one of my favorite things to do during the season, even if the season hasn't technically started. Yesterday, because you know me, Kev, I like to slow play it a little bit. First 2 weeks, have a lot of fun,
sure,
put some bets out there, see what happens. Then you know about a team by week three. But a lot of these games, like, I really am confident, like, the Giants can beat the Cowboys outright because of what their new weapons are on offense. And then I see Darren Waller, and I see the words questionable and hamstring. Like, questionable shoulder, I don't even care about. I see hamstring, like, he's not playing in that football game. Like, Waller's not going to play in that football game, and I don't know what I'm going to do. So I'm glad I can make some changes this late in the week to a couple games I really thought were going to be good. I don't know. That, like, out of nowhere. When was it ever reported on ESPN that Darren Waller is struggling with a hamstring?
Now, see, that's very confusing to me, though, because that's so rant. I feel like sometimes not even, like, people get slapped on an injury report and it means a whole bunch of nothing. But this also could be me coping for a fantasy football team that has Darren Waller on it, right? Like, let's call a spade. How did he end up on me again? See, now I got to do extra, you know, research here. Someone's got to explain themselves. I mean, this guy, Daniel Jones, isn't going to throw for more than 10 yards if Darren Waller's out of this game.
I mean, it's the – hey, Donnie, why do you like the Giants? Well, look, man, new weapons, tight end's going to open it up. By the way, that tight end is going to play. I said, let's load up on Saquon. Let's load up on some phone calls now, K-Dub, here, because we are going to get back to the quarterback situation. 844-843-6879. Moose is ready to go. It's a football Friday in the Sports Grid Network. Getting ready to go, Moose. What's up?
I tell you what, gentlemen, yes, it is a football Friday. So let's kick it off with a game tonight. A little college action tonight.
I took Kansas.
So, but I took Kansas giving up 3.5, and then I just kind of added a little flavor on top with the Cody Bellinger home run coming up at 2:20 this afternoon, because this is one of my favorite things to do on these afternoon games. Put on the screen, then I'm into the kitchen. What am I cooking today in the kitchen? I'm going breakfast for dinner, so I'm doing the homemade sausage and biscuits. You know, there's nothing, but, you know, once in a while, you do, like, some pancakes, sausage, and biscuits for your dinner.
Yeah, tremendous.
But then, you know, it's good. There's nothing beats homemade sausage and gravy, I tell you what. But here's one for the weekend that I like. I took Nick Chubb over 77.5 yards rushing.
Value?
Indiana.
Stop.
No. 77.5 yards.
Gotcha.
Over. Then I took Indy to score under 20.5.
Yeah, tremendous.
And then I typed it up all. Then I just added a little on top. I brought back Calvin Ridley to go over 65 yards reception.
That's a sound point.
On the Colt.
No, fantastic. I like where you're going here. Yeah, I like where you're going. By the way, Battle of Ohio. What's up with the Battle of Ohio this weekend? How are we feeling? Joey B, big contract in here. Cleveland pulls up. Basically a 1-point line. How are we feeling about that game?
You know what? Cleveland's defensive ends are sitting at the table right now licking their chops.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you what, Garrett and the boys, they're going to put a hurting on Joey B. And I think, you know what, it's good that came out. I think, you know, a little motivational factor. Could you put that, you know, something to take out the highest paid quarterback? I mean, that has to motivate. You know, and it's one interesting thing, too, what's kind of funny on a side note, is that every Halloween, Miles Garrett decorates his house, and he puts tombstones out there for every quarterback he sacked throughout his career. So it's kind of interesting. But here is my shot for the fence today, okay? And I like to do it. It only costs me $5. Okay, Cody Bellinger to hit a dinger, Suzuki to hit a dinger, Julio Rodriguez to hit a dinger, and Pete Alonso to hit a dinger. All right, maybe a little fantasy, but, you know, crazy things have happened. $5 will kick me back $4,293.
Yeah.
Hey,
I like
cheaper
to say
than
it.
A scratch ticket. You know, I mean, it's fun. Great time of the year. You guys are great.
Fantastic.
All right, shout out to Christian. All right, as well, love all your guys' other shows. Best shows on the world. You guys take care.
Thank you, man.
Out of here.
There we go. Checking in. Kevin Green with just about every pick that came in.
You're a child.
Stuff.
You're a child.
Fantastic stuff.
Like the first time you do it.
They fit perfect.
Right?
Yeah, they fit perfect.
No. Yeah, but the first time you do it, and it clearly throws off our good friend Moose, and he doesn't know what's going on.
He loves it.
No, he doesn't. He's explaining himself because he thinks that someone's cutting him off.
But you're answering him back.
Playing buttons. No, I'm not answering him back.
I thought you were answering him back. Could be wrong. Christian, pull the tape. Kevin was talking during that segment here. We'll find out. We've got to keep the phone lines open here. They're red hot. Jordan in Phoenix is calling in 844-843-6879 on the hotline for the weekend. What's up, Jordan?
What's going on, fellas?
Hello? Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I'm going to ride with him on that Kansas. I'm kind of looking for some action right now, so I think I'm going to hop on and join Moose with that one. I think Kansas's main quarterback is going to be playing today also, so that should help out a little bit. And then what did you guys think about that game last night? I mean, I know KC had two main players out, but, I mean, Detroit, they came in and they did what they had to do. I mean, you got to win football games. It don't matter who's out there on the field. Does that give you guys – do you see anything in Detroit? Is it like they the North winners in your guys' eyes, or do they still got a lot to prove?
For me, you know, I'm someone who's got a piece of the Packers to win a conference, but I still put Detroit in the playoffs. I think they're a double-digit win football team. And, you know, the Packers number, Donnie, the reason I bet the conference as opposed to the division is I still give Detroit a lot of respect. I just don't think – I don't know. Maybe last night's game people are going to come out and say, oh, their defense is better than we thought, but we know that's not the, you know, real Kansas City Chiefs that we saw last night. So, look, you tip your cap, but I didn't really – I think there's more takeaways on Kansas City than Detroit, Jordan.
Yeah, I think they're quality.
I mean, it goes to show you how big of Kelce is. I'm sorry to cut you off, Donnie, but it goes to show you how big Kelce means to that Chiefs offense.
Yeah.
It is massive. I mean, the offense is going to flow easier.
I'm going to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Donnie, I'm going to listen.
There you go. There always is. Love our delay, K-Dub. Isn't it fun to have a conversation with delay out there
that's
at this point?
That's how it goes.
We easily fight through and get through it. But anyway, Detroit, Jahmyr Gibbs is going to be a weapon. He's going to be a weapon here. He was on that first drive where Amon-Ra St. Brown scored. He was so excited. He takes that one jump cut. He was rolling into the end zone, and he fell down on his own. I got sort of a little kick out of that, like, oh, man, rambling a little bit too fast. I like their offense. They have a very good offensive line. Goff looks like he's in tune with the offensive coordinator. Quality wide receivers. I mean, Detroit's a good football club. That is why they're favored, and they showed it. Did they put up millions of points yesterday? No, they didn't, but
certainly.
Happy enough.
Two questions. When did you switch from Gibbs rushing to as opposed to betting the receiving?
You know what's funny you bring that up, because as I started to look at the game myself, I said, well, what's actually going to make more sense in this game? I said, okay, is he going to get three or four, which I really thought he would have. But when I started to look at the numbers and said to myself, you know what? That's a big-time offensive line. Jones is out. I know he's going to get his touches. And by the way, he didn't get nearly enough touches as I thought he might have. They really held strong to, okay, Montgomery's going to be the lead back. He's going to be the spell guy. But you just saw it there on some of those explosive plays he had. And again, it wasn't like, hey, man, he was awesome, 80 yards. Like, he needed that late long run to get over 40 yards, which wasn't that much. So he did cash, but it didn't look good for a while.
So I was also on the rush. I think that was obviously them being the right side. And you're talking about how good he is. But the reason I, you know, take a sigh, you know, in a deep breath, that was, look, man, I understand that they paid David Montgomery. That is not the same level of investment as drafting a running back in the top 10, top 12, wherever they selected him.
Yes.
David Montgomery cannot double up Jahmyr Gibbs in terms of carries. It's unacceptable.
No, it's a good point you bring up, because sometimes, it's a rookie, this and that, but I honestly expected, like, every time I saw five run out there, I was like, I don't understand this. Like, okay, they start the vet here, give him a couple handles, that's fine, all good. Next series, he comes back in, and it was like Gibbs would get, like, one play splash and then go right back to the sideline. I'm like, this is interesting. And then all of a sudden, you know, Chris Collinsworth with the stuff they feed you behind the scenes from Detroit, like, psh, man, they didn't even believe how good he was when he got here. Not even talking about Gibbs, I'm talking about Montgomery. So I'm like, come on. now. When everybody at the half, when they were down, including myself, like one eye open going like, I watched this whole second half of like Gibbs plays. Like, I want to see this splash. And it just kept being my... And again, he didn't have a big game. He was actually quality. Scored a touchdown that game. But I just kept feeling myself like, man, you got a caged tiger that you're at running back that you drafted. And then I go, wonder if Atlanta's going to do this with Bijan, Kevin.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think. I think they're going to do the right thing. I think Bijan's going to lead that team in carries.
Donnie,
21 carries. Jahmyr Gibbs had seven.
Yes.
What's the idea? Well, Montgomery's a better runner. Based on what?
Exactly.
Based on nothing. Not based on their collegiate careers. Not based on last night. Nothing. And again, it was like, they want to use him as a pass catcher. And you should have drafted a damn wide receiver.
Yeah,
Oh my God.
When you invest that much money, and again, it's not like, hey, he's a plotter. Like, no, he's a game changer. And you saw that in a couple times he got the football. And every time five kept getting out there, I was like, man, this is kind of interesting. And I know fans for Detroit were probably screaming as well. Like, what are they doing? Put your best playmakers in the game. Now, granted, it worked out well. And, you know, again, Montgomery, it wasn't like he had 15 carries for 32 yards. He did have some quality runs there and certainly scored a touchdown. But I thought there could have been a little bit more that you did with Jahmyr Gibbs, but it did cash some money for me, so I wasn't all that upset all the way through. After this break here, we're going to get back to the quarterback market, and I know this hour does go quickly here. If you want to give us a phone call, go ahead, 844-843-6879, but I want to take a look at some of these passing props, because some of them seem ridiculously low, but maybe they actually should be there. It's Donnie and Kevin, it's Moneyline on a Football Friday right here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Moneyline here, by the way, not looking good for those Rams. Cooper Kupp, as you know me, Kate, I am the authority on hamstring injuries. Day-to-day, yeah. Cooper Kupp, not buying it. Never bought it. They asked Sean McVay a question today. What do you think about IR? Yeah, it's a good possibility Cooper Kupp goes on that. Four games out. I mean, if Matthew Stafford is going to go out there with Tutu Atwell, who you obviously can't even communicate with, I don't even know what the Rams are going to do. I mean, that the one shining hope you had was, you know what? Stafford, healthy, reinvigorated. He's still got Cooper Kupp. It's Sean McVay calling plays. Maybe we can do some things. You take Cooper Kupp away from that offense with a guy that's already broken down, it feels like, and Sean McVay with one eye on like a TV booth position. That's just terrible. And also, it's not as if you just go on IR for four games, come back, like, hey, by the way, he's going to be awesome the rest of the year. I'm telling you, that hamstring pops up all of the time. It's a shame.
The hamstring, though, that now, I mean, look, yes, it's a disaster, but this team's terrible. I want to know if they trade people, a bunch of people, Don, in the middle of this year. Have you looked at the Rams games up until November, which would take us to the trade deadline? Have you looked at those by chance?
But what was that?
The Rams schedule heading into that deadline.
Not all the way through.
Take a look and give me a rough idea what you think that team is going to look like heading into the trade deadline as they try and figure out what their move should be.
Yeah, because I'm already down, so it's going to be devastating as is. Loss at the Seahawks, loss at the Niners, loss at the Bengals. That's 0-3. you'll probably beat the Colts, but it's a road game, so who knows at that point, right? And also, Anthony Richardson's got a couple games under his belt. He's no longer, oh, my goodness, I didn't know NFL was like this. Let's just say we give them a win. They get blasted by the Eagles. They beat the Cardinals. Smacked by the Steelers, Cowboys, Packers. Packers going to beat them. That's a road game. And then you have the bye week. So we're looking at, we're going to gift them two wins as like they have a chance to, and literally no chance to beat any of those other teams for me. None. Zero. Like zero chance.
And I'm not, you know, I'm not sat here screaming and disagreeing, am I? You know, like, I think Aaron Donald, Cooper Kupp, and Matthew Stafford, I think at least one of those three guys will be traded at the deadline.
Now, would it be Howie's season, as I like to say in Philadelphia, where Aaron Donald is a Philadelphia Eagle game six?
Now, the team that should be calling right now is Jacksonville, because they don't have anything going on wide receiver-wise.
Yeah.
But Yeah, I think that's the move that needs to be made.
That would be outrageous, man. Like Cooper Kupp to the Jets or some ridiculous nonsense like that. And there you go. Dove Klein, the bad news for the Packers, Jordan Love, Christian Watson has been ruled out for the Bears game. No doubt about it. Like, because I even saw the reports, like, hey, by the way, he's running around in practice. Again, people out there, if you are listening, if you don't listen to another word of advice from me, the minute you hear hamstring, just cancel the player that week. I don't want to hear about cramping or he left early. He'll be fine. They never play. Waller right now, he's not playing Sunday. He is out for that football game. I'll just put that out there right now, K-Dub. How do you like that?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'll tell people this. I'm moving some fantasy football lineups around while we're live on air. You know what I mean? You know, it's funny, though, Don. You want to know who I went and picked up and replaced? Tyler Higbee. Because, I mean, look, because let's be honest here. And I'm going to have to look into this when we're doing our show Sunday. Mm-hmm. But if there's only one person that Stafford can connect with, like Tyler Higbee might go for 10 catches and 100 yards in that football game.
Yep. It's incredible. Like, I'm just, well, again, like, Christian Watson's now out as well. And obviously Dobbs looks like he's probably not going to go either at this point. So they'll run the wing T. Maybe McCarthy would like to go back to the Packers, run that three running back set that he thought was so cool back in the day.
I was looking at their depth chart, and I'm not sure if there's any pass catcher playing for this team that isn't a rookie, like tight end included. Yes. Like, I think their entire starting pass catcher room is going to be a rookie. So that's obviously going to be interesting. But again, it's the Bears, one of the worst defenses in football last year. I don't think they made enough moves to improve too much on that side of the ball. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with that number. I mean, like, how low are you going to drop that total down, DRS? Like, that's where my eye starts to dart.
It's wild. Like, the Bears should win that game now. I went from one of the better, like, lines of the week was people aren't giving the Packers enough credit to now I'm like, you know what? I'm completely out on the Packers. And from injuries, I had no idea they were even coming this way. I never once heard during the – I'm telling you, never once paid attention to Christian Watson had a hamstring injury and so did Romeo Doubs. Never, right. Not one time. So here we go. Oh, and it's, Watson is considered week to week according to the floor, even though he's out. Let me tell you this right now. He's probably not playing game two either. How about that as your resident handicapping – hamstring guy at this point. Good grief, man. All right, let's get to some of these passing props here because they're low. Couple of rookies slash sort of rookies. Bryce Young, 200.5. Desmond Ridder, 196.5.
Ridder over. At home, okay. Too light. Mm-hmm. Carolina is supposed to be good on the defensive side of the rock, but I'll take him at home. I think that number's a little light. Bryce is tough because he's already, you know, Thielen's questionable, and another one of their guys they ruled out already today, too.
Yeah.
What's going on here? Did anyone know when the season started?
Nobody knew. Or they just kept it under wraps as if nobody really cared anyway, and you just show up. Because it's kind of funny you say that. It was the first ones I started saying, you know what, let me start to check these practice reports, because it was the Carolina Panthers. Because I know Joe was very high on them. And I was like, I was looking at something, hold on now. It's the same thought I get with the Green Bay Packers. Like, you have a young rookie, you're going to take two of his three starting wide receivers away and go out there and ball out. And you traded the number one from last year to the Bears.
So Lisi's high on the Panthers?
Yeah, Lisi said the Panthers are going to beat Atlanta. Yeah, yes.
Yeah, because he's fading the Falcons train. Yeah, I'm not there, obviously. I mean, you know, those number one overall picks usually end up in some bad situations. Now, Carolina obviously traded for him, but as you mentioned, part of the trade was getting rid of DJ Moore. So that game's supposed to be defensive warfare. But Ritter's the one that pops out to me more so than Bryce Young.
All right, C.J. Stroud, 194.5 against Baltimore.
I'm going to say, you know, obviously, like, I'm not betting that, but I think I would lean under because he could either struggle. Marlon Humphrey is probably missing this football game.
Yes.
But I think that game could be closer than the 10 indicates. So they're probably not going to want C.J. Stroud to put the ball in harm's way.
I actually think that's going to be an under game too, by the way. Yes. Because sometimes you have the rookie quarterbacks on the road. You protect them a little bit, which I completely agree with. So I don't see Houston going like, hey, you know, we're on the road. Hostile environment. 5 wide. Let's get after it with our rookie. I think they do take a little bit more measured of effect. I think that game is going to stay under the total. All right. Anthony Richardson. Here's the disrespectful thing, because we didn't even talk Bears yet. Anthony Richardson, 190.5. 190.5 is Anthony Richardson's pass number. So automatically, he's better than Fields, who's been in the league. This will be his third year.
I mean,
with no weapons whatsoever. Like, if you take a look at the Bears, wide receivers compared to the Colts, give me the Bears all day. All day.
I swear, DRS, that these numbers partly exist because of Justin Fields. Like, we would never have these numbers if Justin Fields wasn't so terrible. Am I crazy? But did this exist with all rookie quarterbacks? Is this what our expectation used to be?
Yeah, because
we're going into week
that's...
one. How many guys are under 100 yards passing props?
Let's see what else. We'll get to a couple of these. Let's get to the phone lines here. Talk to our guy here. 844-843-6879. It's Chris in Austin. I know he's ready to go for this weekend. Get fired up, Chris. Get in here. It's Moneyline. What up?
My goodness, Mr. DRS and Kevin Walsh. Man, it's a smorgasbord this weekend, right? I'm thinking
it
to myself,
it really
man,
is.
Let me holler at my boys before the weekend starts so we can gather all of our resources and use them to our advantage, Kevin. But anyway, man, I hope you guys did well last night, man. I was all over the Lions. I had the Lions plus 200. I had them winning 1-6 at plus 185. Ooh. I had the any other result, less than 6. I hit that. It was good. It was good. And then I had the Dodgers yesterday and in Tampa, the under. And I had the Tigers, and I had the over there. It was ooh-wee. Right at a dime man for me yesterday, man. So it's been a good, like you said, dude. Yes, sir. Like you said, DRS, I don't know. I don't even know where to start, man. Because the baseball is still on. But the bet I'll give you for tonight is take the under in Kansas. I got it at 57. It's already down to 56, 56 and a half. I like that under there tonight. And what else, man? I've got a nice teaser for Sunday, you guys. So I've got the Lions at plus 12 and a half. That's a winner. I've got the Ravens at minus 2.5. The Titans at plus 10 and a half. The Steelers at plus 10. The Commanders at pick. And the Eagles at plus 3.5. Yeah,
let's
that's
go.
Pretty good.
Yes.
That's pretty good,
it.
Right? Yeah, that's a good teaser. That's like 3.5 to 1. So, but anyway, man, and for tonight, what was I looking at tonight? I'm on the I'm at plus 105. And, you know, back to the football. Yesterday, man, you know what? I was on Morenci's show on the little chat, man, and right there when they started that 9-play drive, I made a comment. I said, man, the Lions' run game is good. And they lean. They lean that run.
Big O line.
This was impressive. Yeah. Then, as the season progresses, that's why I wasn't big on his props. I hit Amon St. Brown and Montgomery. I parlayed those two anytime touchdowns, and I did catch that. I wasn't so hot on Gears, but
looks like we'll lose them there.
Yeah, all right. Which is a shame.
Bringing that fire here. I like where he's going here on a couple of those things tomorrow. By the way, do you have any thoughts on tonight's college football action?
Yes.
Did you go anywhere?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Yeah.
Give people
a
taste.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that Illinois team total over 26.5 quite a bit. Donnie, you know this. You listen, that Toledo defense is better than Kansas' defense here. So I know they're going on the road, but I'm not worried about getting involved there. That Kansas defense is still bad. They were bad against Missouri State. I think that's a number. And I laid it with Indiana. You know me, I don't bet a lot of spreads, but I actually think it's the right way to approach this game going up against Indiana State. Indiana State in their opening game, FCS competition, Donnie, laid nearly 2 touchdowns. They got shut out at home. They're not scoring against Indiana. And if they do, it's at most 7. Indiana still has a quarterback battle going on. They're going to have to try and stretch their legs a little bit here and see what they've got and who they want. So they should be continue to run it up here. That final score tonight, 38-0, 38-3, something in that range probably. I know people are going to look, you know, and say, oh, just grab the under. But if all of a sudden there's a touchdown that checks into this game from Indiana State, I still think you're going to get the Hoosiers to cover that.
We got another minute here before we close it out and get to the next segment here before we send you on your way. K-Dub, I know you got a big time show. Football Friday in full effect on Game Time Decisions. Who's the lineup? What are we looking at? And how are we doing?
Yeah, we're excited to get involved there. You know, it's funny. We try to get JY to come on and talk a little WNBA plus the men's U.S. national team losing, which I'm sure you guys reacted to this morning kind of as that all played out. But JY is a little busy. That's all good. We move on. We move forward. So the interesting, what do we got here? Who else is coming on? Lisi's coming on again. He's on every week, mm-hmm. on every day. Mark Zinno's going to come on. Dave Sharapan's going to jump back in the mix with us as well. And then, am I missing anybody? I think that's kind of the crew for today. Maybe in the future, I'll see if I can force DRS into some Friday workloads there. But
Friday hijinks here.
I got to wear a jacket, though.
I'm here. We have to wear a jacket to appear with you. I saw my guy Drew Martin yesterday. Nice little tagline. The biggest acquisition since LeBron James of South Beach is Drew Martin from Vegas to Florida.
I did say that.
Fantastic. Yep. Fantastic. I was watching your show, man.
Wow.
I think I made that up. That's pretty impressive. You thought on that same wavelength. We'll be back to shut it down. Come on and stay with us right here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Big things this weekend, guys. It's a pro football show. This Sunday, Ocean's Resort, Atlantic City,
yes.
10 a.m. to 1 p.m. 3 hours, the fastest. You think this 1 hour is quick? That 3 hours is going to be just as quick. Every single game on the card, multiple guests here, getting you caught up to date from lines to picks to who's in to who's out, what you should be looking at. It's been 2 years, I guess? I did a pregame show on Sundays for probably a decade straight. It was what my morning was. Click on the cameras, get ready to go. Right up to 1 o'clock, turn them on, watch everything play out. And it's good to be back in the chair. For 3 hours? Yeah. You could talk football for 3 hours and make it real easy. 14, 15 games here. My goodness. I'm looking forward to it on Sunday. I am.
I can't wait. I think you're right. I think it's 14 that we have on Sunday to rip through. We'll go through all of them. Warren Sharp will join us, the pro football doc as well. Dr. David Chow. Try and get some insight from David Kaplan, which is going to be a help to us just, on some of the latest stories, Jonathan Taylor, the Arizona Cardinals.
How many
Cardinals
we got?
We have two, and they're both
related?
Adam Kaplan.
Related?
Different spelling of the last name.
Wow. Yes, I didn't even know that. All right, there we go. So we got everything lined up on Sunday.
Make
sure you catch up. We live on the Sports Grid Network right here on the radio, too, Sirius XM Channel 159. So don't miss out on that. Kevin's going to be doing big things tomorrow as well. The college football show, a massive card. Alabama and Texas take center stage. And give me a breakdown of that one. I mean, look, it was only 7 points, man. People are wondering, why only seven?
Well, look, this Texas team, man, there's a lot of believers out there, a lot of believers on them on the defensive side of the rock. The question is Quinn Ewers. If you look right now, a lot of people online talking about whether or not he can hit the deep pass in this game. And if he can, that does open it up. Maybe that game has more juice than people think on that total that I know is under 55 right now.
Should be a good one. Can't wait for that stuff. Guys, make sure you follow us on Twitter, Kevin, at the Kevin Walsh, me at Right Side VP. You know I'm always posting tickets. We're always having fun and getting into the mix. Big football weekend, so don't you miss out. Make sure you keep it right here on the grid. Coast to coast. Coming up next for Christian Behind the Wheels of Steel, Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh. A Football Friday is underway on the grid. And you know what? We'll see you once again here on Monday right here on Moneyline. See ya.